Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're tuned to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Join us as we worship and praise Him. Let's have some fellowship around the throne of God. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name with another Power of Pentecost radio broadcast service. And remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. Then on the weekend, usually on Sunday, there's a half-hour broadcast also, so you can worship with us 7 days a week. And if the radio time is inconvenient, our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click the Listen Online link, and a list of programs will come up for that week. You can just click on the day you want and worship with us. And if you're like Brother Steve down in Southern Illinois, sometimes he listens to them all at one time. Praise the Lord. Well, just however you choose to do it, we want you to worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. From Isaiah 64:8, the word of God for today's broadcast. But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou art our potter, and we are the work of Thy hands. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. From the Melodies of Praise hymnal, we're going to page 232. Let's sing together on My Savior's Love. Clap your hands and let's worship Him.
Stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden He prayed, not my will but Thine. He had no tears for His own griefs, but sweat, drops of blood for mine. In pity angels beheld Him and came from the world of light to comfort Him in the sorrows He bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful, is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden of Calvary and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
Sing it now, hallelujah.
How wonderful, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How wonderful, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Hallelujah. Well, just a little testimony and a little praise as to how wonderful and how marvelous our Savior's love is to us. If we had all the time in the world and we knew of the vocabulary to its fullest extent, we could never praise the Lord enough for his marvelous love and his marvelous works to the children of men. So even though we cannot do it to the fullness that we would like to, that shouldn't stop you from praising him as much as you can and to the best of your abilities. Why don't you just praise him and worship him and lift up his name, exalt him, give him all the worship and praise you can. Hallelujah. You say, well, it'll never be enough. It may never be enough, but it'll be something that you are doing. The Lord is depending on us to worship and praise him. Remember, praising him and worshiping himself is one thing that the Lord cannot do for himself. That's why we're here, to worship him and lift up the name of Jesus. 1 John 3:1, the precious promise. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's pray today. Father, we're so thankful for that love. And Lord, the manner of love that you bestowed upon us. Lord, the fact that that love that you bestowed upon us classifies us when we receive you to be called the sons of God. And Lord, we're glad today that the world knoweth us not. But Lord, we're just glad today that you know us, and the world doesn't know us because they didn't know you either. And we just praise you today, Lord. Help us to make known to the world and our mission field that we're presently located in. Help us, Lord, to do our part to make you known to that part of the world. Lord, the listeners today on the street they live in, or the road that they live on, the place where they work, where they shop, help us, Lord, no matter where we are, to make known to somebody how wonderful and how marvelous it is to know Jesus. Help us, Lord, to win souls. I pray today that you'll use this service each day to speak to some heart. And I pray, Lord, that someone will repent. If through all the years and the thousands of dollars and the thousands of hours that we've spent doing this, if just one soul repents, Lord, it'll be worth it all. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul? Use this service for your glory today. Save the lost and meet their needs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. I'll give you the contact information at the end. Here's one entitled The Day of Wrath. Blow ye the trumpet of Zion. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. In his holy mountain stands a warning to the one who wears the yoke of sin. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He's here ready to save your soul if you'll just repent and call on him. Job prophesied in all his wisdom, if we fail to walk the righteous path, it will be too late to beg for mercy at the dawning of the day of wrath. Listen now. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of our King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Sing it now. Let tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of our King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. I want to sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Just tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of a King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Thank you for worshiping with us. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. But nevertheless, whether you have any funds or not, let us know you're there. Song request, prayer request, the mail, the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King.